Morning Watch, being constituted with the truth and being absolute for the way of the truth and the propagation of the truth for the consummation of the divine economy. Week 3, Lord's Day. Matthew 5, verse 20. For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall by no means enter into the kingdom of the heavens. John 18, verse 37. Pilate said therefore to him, So then you are a king? Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, that I would testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Romans 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor adulterating the word of God, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every conscience of men before God. 2 John verses 1 and 2. The elder to the chosen lady and to her children, whom I love in truthfulness, and not only I, but also all those who know the truth, for the sake of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. 3 John verses 1, 3 through 4, and 8. The elder to Gaius the beloved, whom I love in truthfulness. Verses 3 and 4. For I rejoiced greatly at the brother's coming and testifying to your steadfastness in the truth, even as you walk in truth. I have no greater joy than these things, that I hear that my children are walking in the truth. Verse 8. We therefore ought to support such ones that we may become fellow workers in the truth.